Okay, guys, I think we're gonna start. Well, the title of the talk tonight is The Criminalization of Dissent, and I'm just gonna give kind of a brief introduction and a bit of local context, and then we're gonna get on to our main speakers. And the first is gonna be Chris Arsenault, who was arrested during the G7 and is currently on trial. And then Sherry Bain from Canadian Blood Services is gonna be speaking. She is currently on strike in their sixth week of strike. Then Aaron Kolzar is going to be speaking, who was also arrested during the G7 in Halifax and has lots of other stories to tell. And then John Clark is going to be speaking from the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty. So, I'm just going to do an introduction. And I think one of the reasons I was elected to do the introduction tonight is that the criminalization of dissent has kind of become much more of a reality to me over the past several months, I guess. It's a new reality to me, but I guess one thing that has to be made clear right at the beginning is that the criminalization of dissent is nothing new, and it's certainly not new if you happen to be black or native or gay or poor or live in the countless places kind of around the globe where people are persecuted every day for speaking out for what they believe in or speaking out for their rights. But it's new to me, and up to not that long ago, I knew that you could be arrested for going to a protest, but I kind of thought you had to do something in order to get arrested. And I guess by that I mean I thought you had to chain yourself to something or break something. I thought you had to engage in some kind of obvious form of civil disobedience to be under the threat of arrest. And in that way, it was kind of a statement, a political statement you were making to how extreme the situation had gotten globally or whatever, and you were willing to risk arrest. I don't know if that was ever the case, but that's certainly not the case now. The people who are going to be speaking tonight have been targeted because they're organizers. And basically by that, I mean that they made the mistake of speaking into a microphone, of handing out information, of organizing people. But as it turns out, you don't even have to be an organizer anymore to be at risk of arrest. And just to give a personal example, in July, a group of us, there was a busload of people that went down to Montreal from the Maritimes to protest against the World Trade Organization. They were having their mini ministerial meeting in Montreal at the end of July. And out of the busload of people that went down, 31 of us were arrested. 28 of those people were arrested as part of a mass arrest in the Green Zone. And for those of you who don't know what the Green Zone is, Green Zone are places kind of in a protest area generally where educational workshops happen or where food is given out. It's supposed to be an area where you can be safe, where you can bring your children, where you don't have to worry about the police. But we were surrounded by the police there and we were arrested en masse. And ever since that time, basically, a huge amount of our time and money and energy has been going into paying off the bail payments that were made for us in order to get us out $200 each, into worrying about trial dates, into worrying about lawyer fees, into worrying about bail conditions. And so this kind of brings us to the most frustrating and extremely irritating part of this whole thing is that the energy that I normally put into kind of grassroots organizing into kind of moving things. You know, I think all of us are involved in this movement because we're worried about issues of social justice and environmental destruction, but huge amounts of time and energy is moved away from working on that kind of stuff to dealing with reacting to what's been happening with the police. I guess what I'm hoping to get out of tonight is just to understand a little bit about the criminalization of dissent, what it is, how it works, why it's happening, and how we can respond to it in a positive way so that this movement can move forward rather than kind of stagnating because of these kinds of issues. So, without further ado, we're gonna listen to Chris Arsenault.